Power 107.5, Columbus' number one station for hip-hop and R&B. You tuned in to Any Given Sunday, the only show that's for you, by you, and we cannot do this show without you. We got a very special guest in the building with us right now. I ain't even going to talk about his accolades. I'm going to let him talk about himself a little bit. SP, do you want to introduce him, or what do you want me to do to him, man?
Man, just the greatest man that I know, you know, who running things down there in CEO, but I ain't going to brag about him too much.
Mr. Coles, what's up, man?
What's good, brothers? What's good, man? Thank you so much for having me back on.
Thanks for being here, man. Columbus Board of Education member Michael Cole. Give us some background on you, man.
You know, I've been a 14-year resident here in this wonderful city of Columbus, Ohio, originally from Cleveland, Ohio, a.k.a. Cleveland. but, you know, I got elected to the Columbus City School Board of Education last November. So I'm almost a year in terms of service here. Been a wonderful experience. Wow. We've gotten a lot of things going and moving thus far. Policy changes with the organization. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, some community engagement to actually build some trust back. That's in good. The community, brothers.
SP, what made you say, wow? Do you feel like it wasn't even a year ago? Because we had him in here before he was on the board, didn't we?
Yeah, it seemed like yesterday he was coming in, pleading his case to go on the school board, and he's done so. So, you know, I got a question for you. So, since doing so, what would you say your biggest accomplishment has been?
The biggest accomplishment at this point in time is this listening tour that we've engaged in called Moving Forward, Dreaming Big 2020. This is an opportunity for us to engage the public and ask the public, what is it that you'd like to see the district become by the year 2020? Mm-hmm. What is your vision for the district? And Brother Ellis knows as well as any of us that a people without a vision will perish.
Yes, very much. Absolutely. Very much so. So is that why you decided to go ahead and be on the school board? Because of the vision that you had, first and foremost, that you wanted to bring to the table?
Absolutely. You know, I wanted to see us become the district that we are. There's so much bigger narrative than what we see in the dispatch and in some of the negative press that we've gotten. Mm-hmm. And not to say that some of that is not well-deserved. But when I talk to parents and students throughout the district, when I speak at some over 6 graduations this year alone, I'm seeing a different story. I'm seeing kids going to the Citadel. I'm seeing kids going to UPenn. I see kids graduating with over 4-point GPAs on 5 scales.
That's good.
This is what our kids are doing, man.
So my question is, you know, let's be honest. There was an issue with that and really building that trust. So do you feel like the listening tour is kind of bringing that trust back? And then what else are you guys doing besides the listening tour?
The listening tour is really geared towards keeping folks focused on the future. We need some imagination space, brothers. We need to get out of the staycation and stagnation and status quo and move into a vacation, into imagination, brothers. We need to start thinking about what it is that we want to be. What's our greatest selves? That's what we're trying to do. The second piece is then what's going to be the skin in the game? What's the commitment moving forward?
Yeah.
So that's where we are. We've had the opportunity to do some small focus group discussions, about 17 of them, where we talked to about 140 people. Now, what we're doing is taking these conversations to the community and seeing what they have to say about it. We did our first November 5th at Walnut Ridge High School. Outstanding participation, incredible parent feedback.
Good.
Now we want to do it November 20th at Indianola Informal K-8.
Okay. Now, one question I have for you is, who are the stakeholders for this? Because I think that's a very important part of the conversation is figuring out who's going to be the stakeholders, who's going to be the one that says, I'm going to be there, and how are those stakeholders involved?
Absolutely. Thank you for that question. Mm-hmm. Some people think that, you know, the titans, what we look at as the titans run this city, that's folks who own newspapers and, you know, big corporate companies. That's not necessarily the case. It really isn't. At the end of the day, we have to come back to the people and ask them for what they want. Mm-hmm. So stakeholders are folks like our students, our parents, our administrators within our district, our teachers, our classified employees, by the way, who are bus drivers, lunch aides, teachers' assistants, secretaries, some of what I would call our unsung heroes. Mm-hmm. They're our nonprofit community, our faith community, our business community, our new American community, our brothers and sisters who are African, who are Asian, right, who are Latino. These are the brothers and sisters that we're coming to and broad conversation about what we want to see this district become come 2020.
Makes a lot of sense. SP, man, what's your thoughts over there right now?
You know, every time Mike Cole comes on the show, we just get a great lesson. It's just like a preacher. You just feel so inspired. So, I mean, if you got to listen to her, you got all my ears, man. I just want to tell you that.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, club.
So, my question to you is, how many of these conversations do you guys plan to hold?
Okay, so we're planning for four. Okay. We've had the first, November 5th. We have our second, again, at Indianola K-8, informal K-8, mm-hmm. On November 20th between 6:30 and 8:30 p.m. Then we're going to South High. We're going to South High School December 4th, same time, 6:30 to 8:30. And then our last one, unless we're going to come to another place near you, our last one is going to be at Starling K-8.
Okay.
That's January the 10th, 2015, on a Saturday from 1 to 3.
So will all these conversations be the same? Are there different phases of each conversation? Because I know that there are a million topics that you can discuss when mm-hmm. talking about this kind of stuff. So which conversations are you going to have, and how will those change, if they change at all?
You know, the format is going to be the same. We want to be fair to everybody, mm-hmm. right? So the format is going to pretty much be the same. It's going to be facilitated conversations where we're asking folks a set of questions about what they'd like to see the district become and where they feel like the snapshot is of where we are now, mm-hmm. right? Then, but at the same time, folks not only get to have that kind of conversation, they also get to enjoy a fair.
Yeah.
So we have a host of folks who will be coming out and presenting information about the programs and partnerships that we have to advance our students. You might get something real nice from the downtown high school, because those kids can burn, man. I'm telling you, they can cook. They made this incredible, like, banana souffle.
Oh, wow.
It was sweet. I shouldn't have been eating that stuff, but I mean, I'm telling you, it's great. So we're going to have a lot going on, man.
That's great. So what will happen with the information that is going to be collected at this event?
Man, y'all on top of it, man. Y'all like on this like white on rice.
I want to know the information.
That's what it is. What we're doing is taking these conversations on a meeting-for-meeting basis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then posting those synthesized, you know, kind of notes, if you will, online.
Good.
So people get a, as we go, view of how this whole thing is working, okay? And then when this is over, what we're going to do is circle back with that smaller community again of stakeholders, again, a lot of community folks at the table, and say, okay, let's put this vision statement together.
Right.
And then let's identify what our roles towards this vision are going to be.
I like that.
And then we're going to publicly announce that.
So that way, if you can't attend the scheduled meeting, you can still go online and participate in it.
Yes, sir. In fact, if you cannot attend these scheduled meetings, you can still provide your feedback at www.ccsoh.com. That is our district website. Go there. Put your feedback on there right then and there.
Well, brother, thank you for coming in. Tell us again when the next one's going to be, Brother, so that Cole. People can come out. Brother Cole, always in the building, dropping knowledge, dropping jewels. Dropping jewels, Brother Cole.
That's what it is. I grew up with the X Clan and all them brothers that was dropping real science when I was a shorty.
Yeah, man.
So our next event, again, is at Indianola, informal, K-8.
Okay.
And that'll be November the 20th, Thursday, November the 20th, next Thursday, in fact, at 6:30 to 8:30.
Definitely. Listen, you're tuned in to Any Given Sunday on Power 107.5. Don't go anywhere. Coming up next, we got some people who are going to talk to you about scholarships for your children out there. So listen, this is Any Given Sunday, Power 107.5.